welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. I fucking hate social media. Well, I actually don't hate social media. I actually love social media personally, but this is the sentiment of a lot of health coaches. And I actually had a health coach accelerator student the other day say something really similar to me, and I thought it would be really helpful for me to address it on the podcast. So I'm paraphrasing, but the question goes something like this. Hey, Kendra, I'm wondering, is there any way to grow my business without social media? I fucking hate social media. I'm currently posting one time per day, and I'm just really exhausted, and I feel like nothing is happening. FYI, I've been posting consistently for 2 months. Any suggestions? Okay, so let's talk about social media and whether or not you need it to actually grow a business. So can you grow online without social media? It will be very hard. Now, you could run something like Google Ads, right? There are Google Ads, but Google Ads are very expensive. They're tricky to optimize. You would need a really good website and you need a really intentional funnel, but potentially you could set that up. You would just need to be willing to invest in that. But here's the caveat to that. Even with something like Google Ads, you probably still need to be on social media. Think about the last time you came across someone through an ad or maybe through a podcast or some sort of online event and you like them. You're like, okay, this person, they're cool. I dig them. Did you go check them out on social media? Because there's a really, really, really good chance that you did. Personally, anytime I'm thinking about buying something from someone, I always check them out on social media first. So imagine you found a product through an ad and you were interested in it, but you were a little bit skeptical and you wanted to learn a little bit more about the person selling it to you, but they were totally MIA on social media. You couldn't really find anything from them. You couldn't find them on Instagram. They weren't on Facebook. They weren't on TikTok. How would that make you feel? What assumptions would you have about this person? Would you maybe assume they're not serious about their business, or would you maybe assume that their business is no longer active? So you might. And a lot of people do, because whether you like social media or not, this is just the way of the world. This is how everyone is interacting, especially in 2022. And people won't buy from you if they don't trust you and they don't feel like they know you. So you may have found my webinar on Facebook ads or Instagram ads because I advertise there. And you may have gone through my webinar where I pitched you Health Coach Accelerator, but you may not have bought because you just weren't ready. And so what happens next is obviously you go onto my email list and I'm going to engage with you and create relationships, but probably you're going to end up following me on social media as well. At least I hope you are. I tell you to. So you should do it. Follow me on Instagram. But what that does is it gives me this greater opportunity to actually engage with you, build a relationship with you, and get you to know, like, and trust me, because people buy from people who they know, like, and trust. And social media is a really, really great place to do that, right? Because yes, email marketing is fantastic, but the great thing about social media is it gives you the opportunity to show people the human side of yourself, right? If you follow me on Instagram, you can follow my stories. You can get a little behind the scenes of my life. You can meet my calico kitty named Smudge. You can see my beautiful garden. You can see the beautiful view from my deck that looks onto the mountains. You can see the food I eat. You can see the supplements I take, the weird biohacking things that I do, right? These are things that I share in my Instagram stories. And sure, they don't have much to do with my business, but they do allow you to get to know me a little bit further. You can engage further with my content. You can watch me be a weirdo on Reels. You can engage with a live video. So there's all these amazing opportunities that you get through social media to engage with a person further and build relationships with them. And also, super important to have conversations with people. email, while email is critical, we all need an email list. It is literally the most powerful asset in your business. Email is not a great way to have back and forth conversation, right? But direct message on Instagram is, or Facebook, or LinkedIn, or wherever. And the more we can actually have conversations with people back and forth in real time, the easier it is for us to actually connect with that person and build a relationship with them. Social media presence is critical for all businesses, in my opinion, even offline businesses. Okay, so one time, this was a few years ago, I was trying to decide between two spa retreats. And I went to their websites, but there's only so much you can get from a website. And I kind of was like, you know, like they both seem pretty good. I'm not sure. And so I went and followed them both on Instagram. And from Instagram, I was instantly able to tell which spa was better for me. What I noticed from social media is that one spa seemed to be a little bit more posh, a little bit more party, a little bit more into the nightlife sort of thing, whereas the other one was more health and wellness oriented and relaxation and rejuvenation. And that's really what I was looking for. So social media is really important because it can help someone make a decision as to whether they're going to invest in your program or not. But if you don't have that, all you have is email and social media, there's not really a great way for people to connect with you and have conversations with you. I love when people watch my webinar and then they reach out to me on Instagram and they say, "Hey, Kendra, I'm really interested in Health Coach Accelerator. Just not sure if it's right for me. What do you think?" And that's amazing because I can actually go look at their social media, their website, their stuff, and get an idea if they're going to be a good fit for Health Coach Accelerator. And if they're not, then I can be very transparent with them and tell them, "Hey, like, I think this is not the right fit for you. I'm probably not the person to help you, but maybe go check out this person." Or I can say, "You are exactly the perfect fit for Health Coach Accelerator." So that conversation is really important. But if I wasn't available on social media, then they would never be able to talk to me. And if they couldn't get in touch with me, they'd probably forget about HCA and end up working with another coach. So when it comes to social media, I think it's really important that we shift our mindset around it. Social media is a tool. It's a valuable tool, and it's also a free marketing tool. It's a lifeline to the person of whom you want to serve. So think about that. It is a way that you can impact and change the lives of your audience. And I know you. I know you didn't just get into this thing for the money. Sure, money is great. We all want money and there's nothing wrong with that. But the impact part of this is really important to you. You want to change lives. You want to help people. You want to help transform people's health. But that goes beyond just the people of whom pay you and who you work with. You are also impacting the lives of your audience. And I want you to really think about that, because when we really conceptualize that, it's beautiful, right? It's beautiful. Like, how amazing is that? The content that you create can be incredibly impactful, even if that person never decides to work with you. Because the truth is, the great majority of people will never work with you, right? We're lucky to convert maybe like 1% to 5% of our audience. So that means the very large majority of our audience will never actually pay us or work with us, but that doesn't mean that they aren't impacted by us. So you feel, or this client, this student of mine, feels like they're not getting traction on social media. But just because you're not seeing traction doesn't mean you aren't impacting people. I talk about this a lot on my Instagram account, but we're dealing with, as health coaches, really sensitive topics. Things like periods and poop and infertility and things that people don't always feel comfortable talking about in a public forum like social media. And I actually recently did a survey of my students and I asked them, of your current clients, how many of them previously engaged with a social media post? And overwhelmingly, the answer was none. It was none. So many people who sign up for Health Coach Accelerator, I never actually see them on my Instagram or my TikTok or my YouTube. Like, they literally feel like they just came out of nowhere. But they didn't come out of nowhere. They've been there the whole time, following me for some amount of time. They just haven't been saying anything. I'm like this too. I'm a total creep on social media. I follow people and I rarely engage. I rarely comment. I rarely like. I rarely send DMs. But it doesn't mean I'm not there. So we really have to connect to the reason why we do what we do that goes beyond the selfish reason why we do what we do. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what I call the selfish why versus the selfless why. And when I say selfish, I am not saying selfish in a negative way. It's super important to be selfish. Being selfish is critical to our self-care, to our health, to our happiness. Being selfish, there's nothing wrong with that. So I just want to make that really clear. But when we think about what I call the selfish reasons for starting a business, it's usually how or what the business is going to give to us. Money, freedom, flexibility, right? Those things. Like, it's going to allow us to live this truly amazing lifestyle that we've always dreamed of. That's the selfish reason. But the selfless reason goes beyond us. And so, for example, I think I've talked about this a little bit before, but I believe that we need a shift in collective consciousness on the planet. And I believe that the key to that, the secret ingredient to that, is health coaches, right? Because people who work with health coaches learn incredible things about their body, about their health. They take responsibility for their health and their lives, and they get healthier. And as someone who was chronically sick for 7 years, I understand how awful it is and how much you just really don't give a fuck when you feel like shit. But now that I'm feeling better, I'm doing so many more amazing things. I'm happier. I'm putting out better vibes, better energy into the world. I'm able to help my fellow human more. I'm happier, right? So I think that shift in collective consciousness that we need, I think the key to getting there is having more health coaches and having more people work with health coaches. So that's the selfless reason why I do what I do. Now, it's not the main reason. Obviously, I want the money, the freedom, the flexibility. I never want to work a corporate job. I never want to have an employer. But that's the selfless reason why I do what I do. And so early on in your business, I think it's really important to connect with that, because we're not getting a lot of external validation, and especially through something like social media. Social media is a long game. It's not instant. It can feel instant when you see your colleagues or other people on TikTok or Instagram going viral and then getting so many followers overnight. But for most of us, it's a long game. I've never gone viral on social media. I don't actually expect to go viral. I'm very niched, right? There's only so many health coaches on the planet. I really do feel that if I went viral, I would end up with a lot of people in my audience who aren't my ideal person. Now, as a health coach, you have a bigger opportunity to go viral, which is cool. But just keep in mind, it's a bit of a double-edged sword. I actually have a good friend of mine just recently went viral on TikTok. Well, it's awesome and amazing, and it's great to see that kind of traction. I mean, with that comes all the negative and all the hate and the comments and the trolls and the overwhelm. I've known a lot of coaches. I've had a lot of students go viral. And while it's amazing, there's a lot of stress and overwhelm that comes with it. And also, you have to deal with the emotions and your nervous system when you start getting all the hate, because ultimately that will come too. So I'm on a bit of a little sidetracked here, but what I'm trying to say is it's a tool and it's a lifeline to the people that we serve. And it's a way in which we can impact people and play out our missions to help the planet in whatever way we deeply want to help it. There really needs to be a bit of a mindset shift around this, rather than I have to do social media, I get to. Now, the other thing I want to discuss in this is part of this question. My student said, I've been posting consistently for 2 months. 2 months consistency on social media is really, really minimal in the grand scheme of things. I've been on social media since 2012, 10 years. It's a long game. Okay. It's really not surprising that you're not getting traction after 2 months of posting consistently. And there could be a lot of things going on, because consistency does not guarantee success on social media. Being consistent is important. We need to be consistent. But if your content isn't resonating with your audience, then it doesn't matter how consistent you are. You have to speak to them. You have to understand them. You have to see them in their day-to-day experience. You have to be able to speak to that experience, to talk about it, to talk about things that only they would understand because of who they are based on the problem they have. Now, I'm going to discuss a study that was done a couple years ago by Social Media Examiner. They did a study of 5,200 marketers, and out of those 5,200 marketers, the majority said that it took them at least 1 year to see increased sales from consistency on social media. So they were consistent with social media for at least a year before they saw an increase in sales. Now, I don't want that to make you feel frustrated, because you might be feeling like, oh, fuck, Kendra, like 1 year. Oh, my God, that's forever. What the hell? I'm never going to get there. You can get there. This is the long game. It's the long game. Now, it may not take you a year. It definitely could take you less. But consistency is really, really key here. It takes this consistent action, and you have to do it without that external validation of the engagement, because the engagement takes time. And also, you may get less engagement because you're a health coach. Again, not everyone wants to comment or talk about their personal health information on TikTok or on Instagram. And I also want to preface, just because you have engagement, it doesn't equal clients. I think a lot of coaches get caught in the engagement trap, which is they post content that they know is going to get them views or likes or whatever, engagement, but it doesn't necessarily serve their client. A really good example of this is Instagram Reels or TikToks, right? Because there's those trending things, the trending Reels, the trending TikToks, where people just kind of repeat the same thing. And when you do things like that, I know that if I post a trendy Reel, that I'm going to get way more views than anything else. But while a trendy Reel is great, and it might get me a lot of views, when I actually look at the people who like that video, it's rarely health coaches. It's usually just a bunch of random people, which honestly doesn't really serve me, right? That doesn't serve me. But when I post a Reel that is me talking to the camera and sharing really valuable information, I will get less views, but the comments that I do get tend to be from my ideal client. Okay, so just remember the engagement trap. And remember that a lot of your clients, a lot of the people who will end up working with you will have never outwardly engaged with you on social. They've seen your social, they've been following you, but they just haven't said anything. Now, the other thing I want to talk about here is the difference between consistency versus frequency. I always say be consistent, but being consistent does not mean frequent. This student said that she's posting one time per day, and I'm just really exhausted. Posting every day on social media is a lot. It's a lot. And consistency doesn't mean frequency, meaning that you don't need to post every day to be consistent. You could post once a week, but just do it consistently. Just be consistent with your posting schedule. But it's really important to go with a realistic posting schedule, and realistic is going to be different depending on who you are and your lifestyle and what's going on. Maybe you're still in your 9-to-5 corporate job, and so posting every day is ridiculous. You could never do that. But maybe you can commit to posting twice a week. So figure out what's realistic for you. It can increase over time as you get a team and as you get help, but come up with what is consistent for you. Because posting a lot and getting exhausted doing it is not going to help you. And it's typically going to make you post really shitty, low quality content, which again, doesn't serve you. So post less, but just post higher quality. Figure out what is that realistic posting schedule that you can stick to consistently and doesn't make you feel exhausted. Okay. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is the importance of creating content that you enjoy. You're not going to enjoy every type of content, even if it's the hot thing right now. So Reels, TikToks, really hot right now, but maybe you just don't like short form video, then you don't need to do it. Or maybe you just don't need to do it the way everyone else is doing it. For example, these trending Reels, trending TikToks, I don't really like to post a lot of those. Sometimes I do, they're kind of fun. But for the most part, I'd rather just do a direct to camera. That's the kind of content that I enjoy, is short form, direct to camera content. I also love live video, okay? That's content that I really love, because imagine the energetic signature on content that you fucking hated creating. Do you really think that's going to serve you? Because I don't think it will. I'm a big fan of energetics, and I think there's a lot of energy and energetics that go into marketing and go into messaging and sales. And if you just fucking hate something and you're making it and you're mad that you have to do it and you're resentful and you're hateful towards it, I just don't think that content is going to serve you or your audience. So you need to find a type of content that you enjoy doing, or create a type of content that's doing really well right now in a way that is authentic to you, in a way that you enjoy. And remember, coming back to that selfless reason why that you do what you do, you are impacting someone, even if it's just one person. Even if just one person sees your post and they decide to make a different choice the next day, that is impact. That is legacy. Legacy. So I really want you to keep that in mind, because if you're saying, I fucking hate social media, I don't even want to be on it, it's going to be a problem for your business. It's going to hold you back. Now, like I said, if you really don't want to be on social media all the time, maybe you don't want to be posting on Instagram stories all day long, you don't want to be posting daily, that's fine. Maybe you only want to post once or twice a week, but you could definitely should be considering something like ads, right? You can top up your social media by running paid ads. Obviously, you just need the budget and the know-how to do it. And I think as we grow, we can do that more. I'm actually pumping more money and more effort into paid ads because I want to spend less with my organic social media, but I'm not going to give it up altogether. I still post on Instagram. I still have my YouTube, my podcast. Okay. So there are a lot of ways that you can make social media better for you and more enjoyable. And I think the first thing comes down to the mindset. We have to switch from that mindset of I have to I get to. We have to really know and understand that it's this beautiful lifeline to our clients. We get to serve them. We get to help them. We get to impact them, even if they never work with us. And that's amazing. That's legacy. right? We become a part of their story. How amazing is that? We have to remember that it takes time. Social media is not a good place for you to be if you're looking for overnight success or instant results. It takes time. When you're new and starting out, probably at least a year, at least 6 months, right? It's going to take time, okay? You need to figure out how to be consistent in a realistic way. Don't post daily if that's exhausting. You don't need to post every day. Post 3 to 4 times a week. Post twice a week. Just figure out something you can be consistent with for now. You can always increase it as you get a team. You have to create content that you enjoy making and whatever that is. Maybe it's live video. Maybe it's long form captions. Maybe it's blogs. Maybe it's YouTube videos. Figure out what it is and make sure you enjoy creating it. The other thing that I wanted to hear is consider batching your content, right? It's exhausting to post social media daily. It's exhausting because every day we don't necessarily have creative power or creative energy. So me personally, I create content once a week. I have a content week. Actually, right now, as I'm recording this, is my content week because podcasting is content. So yesterday, I wrote all my Instagram posts for the month. Today, I started my day with writing YouTube scripts, and now I'm recording for the podcast. Tomorrow, I will record my YouTube videos, and then on Friday, I am going to record my TikToks. So I spend an entire week creating my content. Now, I know I post, I have a lot of content. I'm on a lot of platforms. Do remember, I have a team. You don't need to be on all these platforms. I really believe just start with one social media platform that works for you, where you know your ideal client hangs out, and master it. Start there. You can start repurposing content once you get a team, okay? I hope this episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast was helpful for you. And if you love this episode, you can leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. I would greatly appreciate it. But if that's too much effort for you, which I totally get, you're busy, all you need to do is hit subscribe. I would love it if you could just make sure you're subscribed to this podcast and maybe download the last 3 episodes, because that will help me get in front of more people. And it's a very simple and free way to support me. All right, my friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I love being in your eardrums. So I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.